You're recording. Okay. Adjust my, that's good. A little, yeah, that's good. Thank you. All right. I'm a little discombobulated. This is December 13th, 2014. This is the KPFA LSB call to order. Before we begin, I think Lewis wanted to say something about Mary Berg, and so I'm going to turn it over to Lewis right now.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mary Berg, who served on this board when it had a different name and served on many boards, did much in the way of giving her life. And
turn it up.
How about this?
Good. Yes, good.
And did much, gave much ad hoc work throughout the years to KPFA. I would ask that we lost this fine programmer and wonderful human being Friday after Thanksgiving. So could we have a few moments of silence, say maybe 10 at least, for at least one of the decades that she and generations that she influenced and served? Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mary Berg.
Thank you, Mary Berg.
Thank you.
Okay. Roll call. Craig.
There we go. Okay, well, good morning, everyone. Down the list, Alderson, I'm here. Bernstein.
Yep.
Bernstein is here. Edwards Tickert.
Here.
Edwards Tickert is here. Fuentes. Fuentes is not here. Gans. Gans is not here. Goldmacher. Goldmacher is not here. Goen. Okay, Goen is not here. Hernandez. Hernandez is not here. Johnson. Johnson is not here. Coburn. Coburn is here. Kurzweil.
Here.
Kurzweil is here. Landau. Landau is here. Moore.
Present.
Moore is here. Morgan. Morgan is not here. Okay. Pritchett. Pritchett is not here. Sawyer.
Here.
Sawyer is here. Sterling.
Here.
Sterling is here. Tanaka. Oh, she said she would not be here. Tanaka is not here. Tao Nichols. He is not here. Travis?
Here.
Travis is here. Welsh? Welsh is here. Whipperman?
Here.
Whipperman is here. White?
Here.
White is here. Wilkinson?
I'm here.
Wilkinson is here. Withers?
Here.
Withers is here. So that's 15 present, 10 absent. We have a quorum. And I move to excuse the absent members.
Second.
Okay. You want to speak on that motion?
Just that, oh, never mind.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The agenda, this portion is
move
just.
To approve.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we've got the first part of the agenda has been approved. Minutes,
move
previous
to
minutes. Do I have a second?
Yep.
Okay, that's moved and seconded. Yes. Margie.
I want to move that we put the minutes over to the next meeting since.
In January.
Yeah, because I just got, I don't know about other people, but this is the first time I'm seeing. They weren't sent out electronically. Were they sent out electronically? Oh, crap. Never mind. I abstain. Never mind.
Move to
forget
put
it.
Over.
No. It's all right. I withdraw my suggestion.
Well, I think Janet's going to give it again.
I just have a correction to one of the minutes.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Brian.
I move adoption, approval of the October 18th, 2014 minutes.
Okay. Is your approval for that correction? Okay. All those in favor of approving the October minutes?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Okay.
Madam
now,
Chair.
Yes, Brian.
I move approval of the November 8th, 2014 minutes.
Okay. Janet.
So I have an amendment to, so it's about the wording of the budget workshop 13B, letter B. So I transcribed the motion verbatim, and it was moved to task Barbara Whipperman, Janet Coburn, and Margie Wilkinson with setting up a 60-minute budgeting training led by Hank Levy for an upcoming LSB meeting.
Okay.
And I can email that. Right, it was changed.
Okay.
But I'll email that.
Cool, all right. Any other corrections or additions? Seeing none, all those in favor of the minutes as corrected, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Yet another unanimous vote. Okay, election of pro tem chair. Do I have a nomination?
I nominate Carol Travis.
Okay. Any other nominations? Seeing none, all in favor, or by acclamation? Okay. Thank you. I want to say how proud I am and how moved I was and listening to the live streaming of our wonderful coverage of the demonstrations that are going on and so on. And proud to be pro tem. Okay. Thank I want to thank my mother and father. I'll refrain. Well, I'll stop. Okay. I think we're going. Is there a motion for adjournment in order? Second?
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Could all of our LSB meetings be this long?
Okay. It is December 13th. This is the convening of the 2015 LSB at whatever time it is. What time is it? 11:23 a.m. All right. We have the first, we've got to approve the agenda.
It's not on the agenda.
I know. The agenda as it's the, I know, but we have to have a roll call. But let's have the, approve the agenda, or do we elect the officers first? Can I have help? Janet?
Exchange 2 and 4.
Right.
All right. I'm just gonna roll being pro tem chair. We're gonna do approve the agenda first. The agenda is a mess.
Roll call.
Okay. Roll call first.
Number 2 should move down after 4.
Okay. Well, we're not gonna do that now. So we're gonna do roll call. Sorry, I'm hogging.
Okay, so this is the 2015 board.
Right.
Alderson is here. Bernstein?
Still here.
Bernstein is still here. Edwards Tiekert?
Here.
Edwards Tiekert is here. Fuentes? Fuentes is not here. Gans? Gans is not here. Goldmacher? Not here. Goen? Not here. Hernandez? Not here. Johnson? Not here. Coburn?
Present.
Coburn is here. Kurzweil?
Yes.
Kurzweil is here. Landau? Landau is here. Moore.
Present.
Moore is here. Morgan, not here. Pritchett, not here. Sawyer.
Yes.
Sawyer is here. Sterling.
Here.
Sterling is here. Tanaka, not here. Tao Nichols, not here. Travis.
Here.
Travis is here. Welsh.
Here.
Welsh is here. Whipperman.
Here.
Whipperman is here. White.
Physically.
White is here. Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Wilkinson is here. Withers?
Here.
Withers is here, so that's still 15. We have a quorum for 2015.
Okie doke. Now we have to approve the agenda. And I think.
Wait, Madam Chair.
I think we. Yes.
I move to excuse all absences.
Okay. Move to excuse all absences. Second. Yes. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Our first unanimous vote of the. Yeah. Okay. The agenda. I think that the agenda is written that we want to amend. And
Madam Chair?
Yes. You want to move the agenda and then we'll amend it?
I'll move approval of the agenda.
Okay. So move, seconded?
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Go ahead, Janet.
I know there will be other amendments, but I move that old business and new business be postponed to the January meeting.
Okay.
That's items 13 through 14.
Okay. All right. Let me ask a procedural question since I'm, you know, such a flake. Do we vote on this now or on that amendment, or do we take them all and then vote?
You can't actually postpone an item until you get to it. You can strike it from the agenda.
No,
we
haven't.
You can only postpone a motion that's on the floor. That the body's debating.
So this is discussing whether or not we're approving the agenda.
But we can't. Can we strike it?
You can strike it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take her motion as striking.
But fixed adjournment time.
That's what I was going to propose.
And we understand that it
we've
won't
all
right. Carry over. Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, we've done that before, where we've postponed agenda items.
All right. Let's try and be very efficient and not nitpicky right. today. How's that? You have a substitute motion.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I move that we set a fixed adjournment time of 1:30 p.m.
That's definitely.
And then what that means is that, and then what we don't get to,
I think
we don't get to.
That's a different agenda motion. That's not a substitute.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that's what I
think
substitute
it is. Completely different.
That's completely, okay. Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's a starting.
Let's not argue
that. Let's do this. Here, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's, as a body, discuss all the things all at once that we would like the agenda to look like. I'll summarize it after we all get it on the table. Somebody will move it. Somebody will second it, and we'll vote on it. How's that? Instead of motion. So the first thing we have is that we want to, however it's done, take old business and new business and remove it from here with the understanding that it's going to January. We have a suggestion that we're going to do a fixed adjournment at 1:30. Do we have other suggestions that we would like to have in here? Order of things and so on? Barbara.
There will be no general manager's report because he's not attending.
Okay, that's another suggestion.
That's an excuse.
And was there something about the order beyond this?
No.
Okay. So my understanding is what our agenda is, and I hope somebody moves this, is that our agenda is going to have
so
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'll move to strike items 7, 13, and 14 from the agenda and set a fixed adjournment time of 1:30 p.m.
Okay.
Second.
Do we have the approve? Oh, okay. All right, that's second. Moved and seconded. Do you have an amendment to this?
No. I have a point of information.
Okay, what is
that? I just want to make sure that by striking something from this agenda doesn't have any effect on those items being on a future agenda. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Joy.
I want to make sure, I don't know how we can do this, but I want to make sure we hear from the CAB because there's guests here and make sure that
that's still on.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Even if we don't get to it by 1:30?
No. No.
So this is what I'm saying. What can we do to assure that that's going to happen? Can we
well,
move that
you
can item
vote
up?
No.
Stop wasting time debating the agenda.
Right, and move along. Or you can vote no and see what, you know.
No, okay.
Okay.
Maybe we could move the item
okay.
up.
Janet?
We all, also eliminate the break.
Okay, an additional...
Does that mean we have to raise one finger or two in order to go
okay.
to the bathroom?
Okay, all right. So we have now got, in addition to what Brian has moved, the added no break. Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. The agenda is approved. A nays. The technical whiz is here, is present. Okay. Nays. Another unanimous vote. All right. We are now to approve the meeting schedule for 2015. Margie.
Okay. I want to move that we have our next meeting on January 18th, and if I'm if I get, is it a Sunday? I'm sorry. What is the Saturday? 17th. On January 17th, and if I can get a second, I'll explain why.
Second.
Okay. I like the second Saturday meeting schedule. I don't want us to decide today that we're going to meet every second Saturday in the next year, because I think we need to sort out how many meetings we're going to have and whether we need to meet every single Saturday. I'm not sure what the bylaws say about how often we have to meet. I am simply proposing that we schedule our next meeting for the 17th, because there is a possibility that on January 10th, the National Board will be in interviewing candidates for the executive director position. That's been proposed, and it may happen. And
okay.
So that's my motivation.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion.
Well, I don't disagree with what you're proposing, except that the following Monday is a holiday, and we did try to avoid holiday weekends. I don't know whether there is any.
Is that Martin Luther?
Yes, yes, yeah. And I wouldn't. It's kind of early to have it on the 3rd.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But that's another choice. Also, have it later in the month on the 24th.
That's okay.
David. That's what she just said. Okay. Okay. All right. Yes.
I will move to substitute the 24th for the 17th.
Second.
Okay. Any more discussion? All right. On the amended, on the amendment, have the meeting on the 24th. All those in favor signify by saying aye. This is just the January meeting. Opposed? Okay. And we don't have to have, that's the substitute, that's it. Now do we have to do the main motion? The main motion as amended is all in favor, please signify.
Just a second, I have a question.
Okie dokie.
So I'm trying to reconcile the motion, which is to have the rest of these dates.
No.
No.
What's
the motion? The motion was that we just vote on the January meeting, and that we have that meeting on the 24th, is my understanding, and that's the amended motion.
And is the implication of that motion that at that LSB, we are then...
You've got to use the mic. At that LSB.
Is the implication of that motion that at that... Why do I have to turn it on?
Because it's on.
There's no switch on that mic.
What? Just your
Frank. Frank,
turn it on.
Which one is it?
Yellow cord.
It's on here.
Okay. Is the implication of that...
That's the first time you'll ever hear this.
Yes,
this is the first time we're asking you to talk, Jack.
Is the implication of that motion that
The rest of the LSB schedule is going to be determined at that January meeting.
That's my intention.
Okay, thank you.
Janet.
Well, I have a problem with that because, especially for the February meeting, well, I have mixed feelings about that or thoughts about that, but if the January meeting is so late and we don't know when the February meeting is going to be until then, that might be difficult for us. But in addition, the February meeting, there probably will be an in-person PNB meeting in February, and I would hope that the February LSB meeting would not happen at the same time like it did last year. But in any case, we don't know when that would be either. So
okay, so that seems to me a strong reason to go with the implication and wait to January and see so that we don't conflict with when the in-person PMB meeting would be. Is that correct?
And I have an idea that once we do know about the in-person meeting, we can do some email exchanges before the January meeting to kind of come up with possible dates.
Okay. That will be the understanding and implication of this vote on the main motion. Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Another? Okay. Public comments. Have people signed up?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Okay, who's the timekeeper?
I thought we were going to have public comments at the demonstration.
I thought that was a joke. Okay. All right. Who's the timekeeper?
Hello? Okay.
Three.
Carol Wolfley, member of the Community Advisory Board. I'm speaking as an individual right now. And I wanted to say that in this time, I think that local community news is even more relevant than it's ever been. And I think it was really important to watch how the staff and community members in the station went from kind of a lack of response in the very beginning and then really built up to more and more response. And I hope I understand that you're postponing local community news and public affairs on the agenda today, but I hope that we can take this time in this next month to really look at how things are being done and see how they can be improved. And I think that I emailed you all a letter. And I think part of it is, how do we access sources from the community, the live streaming that is being done on Ustream that we could lift off? How can we get in touch with people? How can we get segments from the community of people doing things? How can we build a network of organizations who we can call and contact? How can the station get more interns? So those kinds of things in terms of input. And also, one of the things that I think is really, really important is for people to know quickly how they can access breaking news through the station, not to have to go to KCBS, not to have to go to TV, but to look on the video channel and see things that are being posted. Use the Twitter accounts and the Facebook accounts to put out updates, and also to post and let people know on the website when programs are going to be covering a topic that everyone is interested in, what programs are covering what things at what times, because people can be kind of lost and like, oh, they really want to know something, and they're turning in and they're, you know, hearing music or, you know, something that's totally unrelated. So they want to have the resources available. And I think part of this is building a network with the community and with the news and public affairs stations, departments. And how's my time? Did I finish early? All right, 43 minutes. All right, and I also suggested that Robin Collin, who is with the Community Advisory Board, if you all are willing to let her give the report now for the Community Advisory Board.
That's not what the agenda is. You want to? I mean, you want to speak as a you want to get you want
to
move. And is there any objection? Is there any objection?
I have one thing to point out.
Yeah.
In our agenda shuffle, we skipped the election of LSB officers, which is the one thing we are charged with the bylaws by completing at this meeting.
Correct. Okay, how many people are signed up to speak? How many more people are speaking?
I think just me.
Okay. All right.
Are you? Oh, sorry.
Go, and then we'll do it. And I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm Robin.
What?
Could we just finish the public comment first, and
that's
then?
That's what Daniel.
Going to give her report during public comment,
and then Daniel's next.
Oh.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry, Daniel. This will just take a minute. So,
okay.
Thank you for listening to me. I'm from the Community Advisory Board, and we continue to meet usually on the third Sunday of every month. We've been meeting from 11 to 1 at the Grassroots House, 2022 Blake Street in Berkeley. We're now in the process of planning a radio media networking event with KPFA community and staff on February 22nd, 2015. The goal is to help build a network of community groups, associations, and social justice movements who want to work with community radio media. We seek to provide live, diverse, community-based channels for the transmission of information about local news, public affairs, and alternative culture to the radio station. We do this to further the KPFA mission to represent the interests of the people in the communities of the KPFA broadcast area. And as with the recent situation in Ferguson, New York, and Cleveland, we want to foster effective communication and coverage about local responses to national and global concerns. Please let us know your suggestions for this event to bring people from our many diverse Bay Area communities and movements to meet with those who produce and host KPFA programs to create a community action radio media network. The Community Advisory Board encourages the station to recruit, organize, and establish a communication system through on-air carts and an email system to notify potential volunteers of events and phone room activity. The CAB members revised the July through October 2014 minutes to include all necessary information to be in compliance, and the upcoming monthly CAB meetings scheduled for Sunday, December 14th, January 18th, and February 8th at the Grassroots House. Any questions?
Great. Yes. What was the date again of the event that you're...
February 22nd is the tentative date. Okay. We're working February 22nd. We're having a community meeting with bringing programmers and community groups together. Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Daniel.
Oh, yes.
I want to note that Don Goldmacher and Cynthia Johnson have arrived. Go.
Okay. Am I on?
Yeah.
Yeah. My name is Daniel Borgstrom, and when talking about I had an experience this week. I think it's so typical of something I've seen many, many times here. The KPFA's response to news, or non-response. Actually, some of it is a response. Last Saturday night, I was at home, and there's this helicopter whirring overhead, and something really, sirens going, and I live pretty near, close to here, and I went out, what's going on out there? I thought it was some gunman holed up with a hostage. I mean, that's kind of what I thought. Curiosity, I had to go and see. Went down to university, and it's a demonstration, a peaceful demonstration, and there's a whole bunch of cops there. I mean, it was, that I saw hidden in the neighborhood on the way down, neighborhood invasion. And these cops had attacked the demonstration before this. They attacked it after this. I was there for, you know, just half an hour. Nothing bad happened while I was there. One thing, KPFA's Anthony Fest was there. He was there interviewing people, seeing what was happening. And this was not on the air. I didn't tune into KPFA right then, so I don't know myself, but I'm told that KPFA was playing music. Does anybody remember who was playing whatever when Rome burned? Totally ignoring this. And this is something I've seen a lot of. Well, I believe the next few days after, you know, if you wanted to know what was going on, you had to turn to these commercial stations, these corporate media stations, who don't always have bad news. Sometimes they do have good reporting. They did. It was somebody from one of these commercial places that took the photo of that cop that was waving his gun around. They do sometimes. But now KPFA got into it. KPFA will follow these things. That's the impression. I mean, now let me make it clear. I think that a lot of KPFA's staff are really good. That's what I think. They need to be allowed to get on the air and talk and report. When they go out to these things, they should be allowed to, they should be able to get on the air. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? I guess not. Okay, so that concludes the public comments, and we are now at the election of the LSB officers. So, nominations are open. Will somebody who's
so
young and vital write things on the board? Oh, okay. Well, and there's a board. Okay. How about you, Mr. Secretary?
So actually, the order is secretary first.
Oh, secretary first.
So the secretary can run the rest of the elections.
Oh, okay. So do we have nominations for secretary? Margie.
I nominate Craig Alderson. Thank you.
Okay, Craig has been moved and seconded. Is there another nomination? Going, gone. Seeing none, Craig is by acclamation secretary. Let's. Now you can go up there.
Now he has to run the election.
Oh, now you run the election.
So I'm the sole officer here, is that right? Power in my hands. Okay, so let's start with the chair. Accepting nominations are open for the chair of the 2015 LSB. Brian?
I nominate Carol Travis.
Second.
Carol Travis. Barbara, did you have your hand up?
Yes, we have to say whether or not we
accept. Carol, do you accept? Carol accepts the nomination. Any further nominations for chair? Any further nominations for chair? One more time. Any further nominations for chair? Okay, so nominations for chair are closed, and Carol is the only nominee, so we can elect her by acclamation. Is that acceptable? Okay.
You did a good job.
Now, do I get to turn this over to you? Or okay.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. There we go.
You missed your opportunity, Craig.
Okay. Vice Chair, nominations are over. Janet.
I nominate Ramses Teo Nichols.
Second.
Good. Moved and seconded, and I have in my text messages an acceptance from Ramses for that nomination.
How prescient.
And so are there any other nominations? Nominations are closed. Ramses, by acclamation, is vice chair. Treasurer. Nominations are now open for treasurer. Burton, into the microphone.
I nominate Barbara Ripperman.
Second.
Mal seconds, or Lewis seconds, both second. Any other nominations for treasurer? Seeing none, Barbara is, by acclamation, treasurer of the LSB. More unanimity and acclamation. Fabulous. Okay. Janet.
Do I need to leave this, or can I leave this here, or should I wipe it away?
Do whatever you feel like. Okay. We are now at the treasurer's report.
You didn't know you were going to be elected.
Shit.
Tell me to do that.
Here, pull the envelope. There we go. Uh-huh. Yes. Hand these out.
Here's the bottom.
Yeah, that's fine. Take a few that way.
Thank you.
There's a few more here if we need them. Do we need more? Here's some more.
Does everybody have a copy?
Here's. There's just two pages.
Yeah, I only got one.
Well, that's strange, because I stapled them all.
Well, I
don't
know.
Weird.
Here, take the rest of them. It's stapled, but there's
just
nothing to it. Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't know. It looks like it's the same.
Here, take two or three down there.
Awesome. Thank you.
And is that for you, Richard?
Oh, there's two.
You got one?
I got one.
Oh, okay.
Somebody else might have three pages. Okay, well, this can be pretty fast. Please keep in mind this very important word in the top line, preliminary. Okay? We go through this all the time. First of all, I'm going to tell you this is not a statement about how our fiscal year ended at the end of September. The accounting people and the national office are still working on that, so we don't have a fiscal close report yet. What this is the first 2 months in our current new year that we've just started, and at the top, you'll see there's a column for October and one for November, and then year-to-date figures. And the next line that says budget, actual, over or short, that particular heading is not repeated on all pages. So as we start going through here, and you see three columns under October, remember that the first one is the budget, and the second one is what we've done so far, and the third one is the difference. I have to say that our business manager is extraordinarily conscientious and she is very worried. So is the general manager. This is probably the state of affairs financially the worst that it's been in a long time. Part of this is the effect of not having CPB money has finally really made more of an impact than it did initially. And the other part is that people who are raising funds on air have noticed that it just seems like there's a lot of donor fatigue going around. So as a side statement, I'd say that we on the LSB need to really hunker down and not just talk about off-air fundraising, but finally get some of our plans going.
Yes.
So let's look at, so anyway, these first 2 months are not as bad as looking at our whole picture is. So let's just have a little relief and look at the first 2 months for a while. Up in the left-hand corner, there is a figure of $8,000 surplus. In other words, we're the calculations that the business manager has made here just on these 2 months, and as far as measuring against the budget, what we speculated these items would be, we are not in the hole. We've cleared within $8,000. There are some things that I should show you, let's see, which line is this? Line 77, personnel costs. This is one of our biggest items in the budget. And there are, there's a lot of information about payroll that is in the national office and has not been put into the general ledger. So these figures look a little strange because our business manager knows how much money went out for the total payroll with all the benefits, but we don't, and taxes and so on, but we don't have the breakdown. So that's why there's this in the actual column for the personnel costs. Across from line 82, there's one big lump figure that isn't all payroll tax FICA. It's the whole column of breakdown there as far as the payroll goes and the accompanying other items like taxes and benefits. Questions does anybody have here about any particular item? And then let's look at what line that might be on. Does anybody? I know Frank always likes to find out about the apprenticeship program. Let's start with that. That is on. Programming. That is on line 141. And that, I'll remind you, is the California Arts Council training expense. The California Arts Council gave the first grant to start the apprenticeship program. So as we follow that line across, the monies that are allocated in the budget for the apprenticeship program for this year were 3,000 something. And it's divided up by month, and so we see that $258 was allocated to be spent in October and $258 in November, but no expenses have been lodged against that money yet. So we have a figure that is with parentheses around it, meaning that money is all still there. Yes, who has a question?
So the money is still there, is still allocated for the apprenticeship program?
Mm-hmm.
So it's in a special account somewhere? Or
no, it's allocated, though. I mean, all these items are allocated, uh-huh. You know.
I see. So there's a war chest there for the apprenticeship
no,
program?
No, it isn't like that.
Yeah.
That's the, I know it's hard to understand. It's uh-huh. It's.
So what I'm driving at is, let's say the $258 wasn't spent for 6 months, would that?
It maybe in another month they'll have $500 they'll want to spend.
Uh-huh,
and
I
then
see.
It will they will be using up that money.
I see. Thank you.
The top line in that group, line 137, is conference training. Now that's a total of $10,000. Yes.
You have to use the mic.
If we're looking at a $60,000 budget shortfall, why are we talking about line items that number in the hundreds of dollars?
Well, I invited people to ask questions because I thought rather than me pick out stuff.
Nobody asked about it.
Okay, no one asked, so I picked the one that's most frequently discussed. And we can stop talking about line items. Yes.
Okay, so here's one that's thousands of dollars. Line 103, the budget says 3918, but $8,844 is listed there. What's that about? Line 103 for telephone and radio line expenses. Mm-hmm. And then the other one that jumps out at me is line 107, association dues periodicals. $404 was allocated and $4,000 is listed there. So,
well,
can you
I'll tell you what the $4,000 is. It is the dues for the NFCB. And even though down in line 138, there is another item that the business manager has said, well, maybe it should go down here, but we always keep line 138 for expenses of going to the national, what is it, broadcasters, conventions. So she separated it and put the $4,000, which is one, this is actually for more than a year. That organization changed from charging us per year dues. For this year, they're charging for 15 months. And so that's a 15-month membership, and it's a one-time thing. Now, as far as the other line
Wait,
that you...
Before you, can I just follow up?
Yeah.
So the annual, the year-to-date budgeted is... What is it? For 107 is 3191. Is that the budget?
No.
That's over budget. Over. Oh, okay. All right. So we have way over budget on that, and then going down to that other
well,
one.
Well, if you notice it just that
it's been under budgeted, basically, it looks like.
No, Janet, mm-hmm. If you spread $404 every month, that's the total year that has been spread over 12 months.
Right. So
the year-to-date figure probably should have... the year-to-date figure is 2 months' worth of budget.
Oh, but, okay. So we don't have the actual annual on
no.
this? No. Okay, got it.
And right. then the other figure you asked about... telephone and radio line expenses. I'm sorry, I don't know exactly what maybe Brian does.
In the process of switching over our phone system, there was a period where we were not covered by a plan. AT&T, for us to get cheap rates, wants us to sign up for 3-year rate plans. And during that period, the amount of money we were paying for our 800 number went up by a factor of 10. for every call that came in. It was during a portion of the fall fund drive. So we're now, as I understand it, fully switched over to the voice over internet-based service, which is why you don't see any overage in November. It's just in October.
Okay. Any other questions? 126.
Craig has asked a question by, which is?
Line 126, computer maintenance. I don't know how to explain that. I can see that a budgeted figure was for put in for November, but nothing budgeted in October for that.
Brian.
Yes, okay, Brian.
It's the equipment that we bought to go back to a volunteer phone room.
Oh, yes.
The data is going through laptops the station purchased instead of on index cards.
Yes, David.
Yes, under personnel costs, I see that gross salaries are $118,000.
Wait, which?
Which line?
Line 79 and line 86. It lists health benefits. Now, I take the gross salary of 79 includes employee deduction for part of the health benefits. Is that correct? And that, but the 86. Line 86 health benefits is what the station pays toward health benefits. Is that correct? Just to try to figure this out.
Employees don't pay for health benefits.
Oh.
I think that is
a good contract.
That should be a total line.
So the station pays the full freight on the health benefits for
currently.
The employees. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
That number looks too high anyway. That would indicate almost 40% of the total gross salaries.
Benefits
is that
are
high?
Quite
okay.
Substantial.
That's question number one. Website. Number 149. Website expenses?
I believe this is where the people that are working on the new website under Quincy's direction, I think this is the line where they put the allocation for them.
Okay. That's what I suspected, but I just wanted to be clear.
Another possibility would have been to call them consultants, but he didn't do it. He put it by the website. Yes, Janet.
So piggybacking on that, that's the refresh program, I guess. So the October and November for that line,
on that same line?
That same line item. There were 2 months that the expense would be those that amounts, and then after that, it would be, I can't remember, $800 a month or something like that.
I don't know what the whole, we don't have that year cataloged.
Right, but I know that it was initially for the development. This would be for the development, and then once it's developed, then it would be maintained at a lower amount.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like the development is behind.
No, the payment to the people doing the development is behind.
Oh, so the development, so it's on schedule?
Our business manager is holding bills and putting them out as we get money in. And
okay. But so
these people have agreed to take less a full payment, but they're continuing to work, and it's kind of like we made a payment plan with them.
Got it. But that then sounds like the development is completed then if it's on
time. I don't
know
if it's completed.
I'm just saying that according to the budget, the development of the refresh site would be completed by the end of November, and then there would be maintained.
I'm not sure
and,
of that.
And, you know, Quincy's not here, but
since we don't have
the
budget for the rest
better
of the months.
To have the new website would be great. Okay.
David.
I have two questions about lines 144 and 145. So I'll ask them one at a time. But the first question is about news department stringers. Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed that there's no item, no amount
no budget.
Budgeted or spent for that. And was this something that used to be used in the past and is now no longer used? And is this concept to have stringers in other parts of the Bay Area or parts of possibly other parts of the country who could report for KPFA? What is the idea behind this and the history of it?
Well, Brian can probably tell you something about that, but what I think this is happening now, why no budget figure is there, is because there is an intern program in the news department run by Mark Miracle, and there are a number of interns who are serving as stringers in various communities and different events. Got something else to say about it, Brian?
So these lines appear in every budget in the network, and some of them we don't use. The only time we've had stringer funds is when we had a grant from a foundation to pay people to do reporting on one specific topic, which was issues concerning toxics. That's the only time we had money on that line. We do have a training program in the news department, but we've had it for 30 years. It's not been a replacement for a stringer budget.
Okay.
It's a separate thing.
Yes, David, you had one more.
Well, on that one, a follow-up question. So any money that would be spent for the interns in the news department would come under the news department budget? Is that the idea?
We don't pay them.
Oh, I see.
We reimburse travel, that's all.
I see. So that would come under the news budget, the travel.
The travel line.
Oh, I see.
Travel expense.
Then the second question that I had was about satellite fee. I see it was budgeted at 460, and then this was line 145. And so I want to know, can someone explain what the satellite fee is for, and what is what is the satellite, and how is it used, and if somebody could just briefly explain what that's about.
That's not me, and maybe I think we should call on Rich.
Pacifica has a satellite channel that has two channels on it that is used to distribute programming to the stations and affiliates, and I think each one of the Pacifica stations pays a chunk of money towards that monthly fee. There's also an additional channel that feeds the KPFA programming to KFCF, which KFCF pays for. There's also a second channel, a third satellite channel that feeds the KPFA signal to KFCF in Fresno, and KFCF does pay for that part of it. We pay KPFA to pay that. And but the other channel, there's two channels. There's left and right. It's actually one channel that distributes to all the affiliates and the other Pacifica stations, and that is run out of KPFA. And it does distribute all the live and all the national programming and refeeds of programs over the satellite. And each one of the five Pacifica stations, I think, should have it as a budget line to pay a fraction of that monthly fee.
Does KPFA own the satellite? Does this Pacifica Network own the satellite?
Actually, the satellite uplink is co-owned by KFCF and Pacifica. We originally put that in as a KFCF thing, and Pacifica liked it and bought a bigger amplifier so they could add an additional channel. But we bought the original dish and other parts of it and modem and stuff. So,
but we rent space on the satellite.
We rent time up on the satellite. We own the equipment here for sending the signal, but we lease time on a channel up on the satellite, and that's what the payments are for.
It's for rent, right?
Yeah, we're renting time. And the people we are renting from are going to probably, we may be facing a change in that, but that's something we'll know later next year.
Any other questions? I declare this report done.
Fabulous. Thank you, Barbara. All right. The PNB report, I believe, is next. So I guess we'll let Margie start, and then Janet and Brian can add whatever they like.
Okay, so I don't remember where we left off last time. The PMB has been meeting quite frequently recently and will meet again next week. We are dealing with a number of pressing issues. We have to approve minutes from both 2013 and 2014 to satisfy requests from the auditors who are trying to wrap up their business with us on fiscal year 2013 so they can begin fiscal year 2014. We are also, the PMB is also involved in the issue of selecting affiliate directors. Pacifica has an affiliate program which has about 250 members. These are people who pay us regularly to receive many Pacifica programs as well as Democracy Now! We pay for yet another satellite. This satellite is paid for out of the national office. We pay NPR, who actually is in charge of the satellite, and we rent space on that satellite for the distribution of Democracy Now! And sometimes to do certain kinds of coordinated live broadcasts. It provides Democracy Now! To all of this, not just the Pacifica affiliates, but all of the stations around the country that carry Democracy Now! That was just a side note, I apologize, but since we were talking about satellites, I thought it might be interesting. I know more about satellites now than I ever imagined I would. So on the affiliate directors, so we have these 250 mostly small community stations around the country that carry various programs from Pacifica, and almost all of them carry Democracy Now! Through their affiliation with Pacifica, and they are entitled, that group of stations, people from those stations, are entitled to two representatives on the Pacifica National Board. The way that works is that the affiliate stations nominate people for the director position, and the board votes to select among the nominations. In the past couple of years, there have only been two nominations for the two seats, so no election was required. This year, we have a third nomination, a representative from Radio Vieques in Puerto Rico, which is one of our oldest affiliates. And so we have three nominations, so we have to have an election. Next Thursday on the open stream, if anybody wants to listen, starting at 5:30 Pacific time, we will conduct interviews with the three candidates, and then the board will vote by secret ballot after that, using STV and all of that. The issue around the minutes is that minutes have been trickling in from 2013 and from 2014, and we need to review those minutes and adopt them. So that we can turn them over to the auditors. The other issues that the PMB has been dealing with, we've taken up some issues around the budget, a recommendation from the Finance Committee on the Central Services Plan going forward, and we are hoping to do it, to approve as many budgets as possible before the end of the year. I think that's it for the PMB. On the anyway, I apologize. As I said, I forgot to note where I left off last month and start again. But I'm sure my compatriots on the PMB will be able to fill in.
Janet.
Okay, so the election committee, or there, yeah, there was a motion passed on the PNB December 4th, I think it was, providing a schedule or for an election in 2015, an delegate LSB election. And I think, Margie, I don't know if you can announce about the NES, but all right. So why don't you do that, and then
An important item I neglected. Is this on?
Yes.
Okay. Mention is that the PNB has been talking about the elections, the postponed elections from 2013, 2015 elections going forward, the fact that elections were having to do with the fact that we couldn't afford elections and therefore didn't schedule elections. I don't remember what month, recently the PNB directed me to hire a national election supervisor by December 1st to begin the process of holding elections in 2015. I hired a woman named Joy Williams from New York, who was the local election supervisor at WBAI in the first set of elections after Pacifica was reorganized. And I think she's an eminently qualified person, and I'm looking forward to working with her, although I don't have much to do with working with the election supervisor. But anyway, moving forward, and she will begin on January 2nd.
Back to Janet.
Okay, so there, as Margie mentioned, and as you all are aware, there was an election that was going to happen supposed to happen in 2013. It was delayed to 2014 by changing, because there are three-year election cycles, and it was within the 2012 to 2014 election cycle, and there's supposed to be an election on the first and second year of each of those three-year cycles. So instead of having the election in the second year, it moved it to the third year, which was this year. And that election didn't happen this year. So in this current three-year cycle, only one election happened. So by referring to a delayed election in 2015, that one, that's really going into the next three-year cycle. So there's technicality there. But then 2015 is the first year of the next three-year cycle. So in addition to that election, you would have a regular election that's supposed to happen, which would mean two elections, and we haven't been able to afford one election in any case. So the election committee has been dealing with this, and actually I wrote up a proposal motion, to look at the possibility of this one election, and the motion that Margie talked about that was passed by the PNB didn't say which election it was going to be in 2015. So it's possible to have one election like the one that happened in 2013. It was a transition election that all 24 LSB members were elected. Some had 1 year and some had 3 year terms. And so based on that model, that's a possible way of dealing with the 2015 election, where you have one election covering all 24. Anyway, so that's going to be discussed with the governance committee, I think on December 17th, because there are possible bylaws issues. But anyway, so we're working on it, and there's going to be an election in 2015. What that looks like, we don't know yet, but that's one thing. Then the Personnel Committee has been working on the executive director hire and been working out an interview schedule and questions to ask and narrowing down from the number of applicants. I think it was 25, 28, something around that. And there are now 14 that we are going to be interviewing between now, hopefully, and the end of this year, and then hopefully the ED will be hired in the month of January. So the elected, hired, what did I say, hired, by the PNB. So the committee does one part of it, but then it has to go to the whole board. And I'll end there.
Brian.
On the other big piece of business the National Board has taken up is we've approved a proposed lease for our station in Washington, WPFW. They had been living in temporary quarters on a month-to-month rental agreement in a space that's not really suitably improved for radio broadcasting. The local board there created a search committee that found a space where they were able to get a 4-year lease at roughly the same rent they are paying now. It's slightly more rent, but they're getting utilities included. And the landlord is advancing them $120,000+ to build the space out and improve it. And the space was previously used as broadcast studios, so it is already soundproofed and already has much of the wiring that they need. So we did an initial review and then a final approval of that contract. They will be moving early in the year, and then they will be in the clear for 4 years. At least they won't be facing imminent eviction.
Well, let me just, it was a provisional approval. There were some technicalities that still have to be
No, we provided. Gave final approval last Thursday in public session.
I don't think so. I did.
We, in executive session, we gave a provisional approval asking for an attorney's review, which was sent to us, and asking for a public session vote on the final contract. We got the final contract on Thursday's meeting and the letter from the attorney, and then we put it to a vote.
Okay. All right. Questions, comments? Don.
Can we get any kind of assessment of how we're doing financially as a network? How the individual stations are shaking out?
Margie may have more information than I do. The Pacifica Radio Archive fell short by about half on its fund drive. We have not yet seen a plan for them about how they're going to make that up or cut that spending, but that will be a crisis in a matter of months for them. KPFA, you've heard about. Money's tighter than it's ever been. KPFT came up short on its fall fund drive. We haven't seen a plan for changing that. What we've heard orally is that they'll be adding some fundraising in December. I'm not clear whether that's on-air fundraising or silent drive fundraising. WBAI... although they have not finalized agreements on a new lease with the Empire State Building that would lower their monthly costs, their landlords there have been accepting $12,000 a month from them rather than $55,000, which is what's on their lease. So that has stabilized their cash flow some. It hasn't made them fully sustainable yet. They're still slipping behind on payments elsewhere. And WPFW, their fund drive was short, but they lucked out and got a $75,000 bequest, so their cash flow worked out. The fact that their fund drive was short by $75,000 does raise questions about whether they're going to be able to hit the other fundraising targets in their budget. But for now, they're okay.
KPFK.
Very tight. Same.
KPFK is bad on two fronts. The money is extremely tight there. And... the accounting is the worst in the network. We cannot get reliable figures out of KPFK, and their inability to produce audit schedules is what's holding up the network's audit at this point, which is one of the things holding up our CPB funding. They're financially a train wreck right now.
Don.
So what I'm trying to get at is the network stations as a whole are having difficulty generating donors, listener support financially. And who is examining that trend and trying to make sense of it and coming up with a game plan for how all of the stations can improve their ability to raise monies so that each of us individually don't have to flounder, but that there's a network game plan.
Right. So your question is, who's doing that?
Who's doing that?
You know how you missed the last meeting? We signed you up.
Happy to help. Happy to help.
You know, I think at the station level, it's ultimately station management that's responsible for coming up with that. One thing we're seeing, and Barbara alluded to this, you know, the network lost over $1 million in CPP funding. The issue confronting stations when they generated budgets for this fiscal year with that in mind was, how do you cope with that? Almost all of them decided to cope with it by trying to backfill with other fundraising, including extending the length or frequency of their fund drives. And I think what we're confronting at KPFA and what you're seeing elsewhere in the network is that that's kind of hit the point of diminishing returns. Hope springs eternal that we'll get that CPP funding reinstated sometime this spring. Right now, we're looking to the stations to generate, well, to generate more income or to cut their expenses, which is the only alternative to raising that money. But they're not going to be able to pay bills the way things are currently going, including us at KPFA.
Carol?
Yes.
It's probably not within the purview of the LSB here to have a network-wide discussion, but since we're getting a report about the network, it seems to me it's a network-wide issue that must be addressed at the network-wide level, meaning people from each station probably should be put together on a task force of how the hell we're going to make these stations sustainable financially over the long haul, because I think having each station individually figured out is not going to work, period. Question.
Okay, we're either talking to each other or we're talking in the mic or we're going at David.
Yeah, well, what Brian raised was that the audit, there was an audit problem at KPFK. Is there an audit problem at KPFA or any of the other stations? That's my first question. And then my second problem is, question is, which is maybe in line with what Donald was suggesting, that if for example, one station is having a problem with their audit, and that's what's holding up the CPB funding, which seems to me would be kind of a magic bullet if it were to be restored, to some extent anyway. So I think that there should be some kind of a task force, you know, people from other stations, to go down to the station that's having a problem, whether it's KPFK or KPFA or whatever it is, ask some hard questions and whatever else needs to be done to fix it. I mean, it suddenly became crystal clear to me the importance of this CPB funding and the importance of fixing the audit question in order to get the CPB funding restored. So apart from anything else which people are raising, it seems to me that's got to be a priority for the Pacifica board, and maybe we should make a recommendation as one of the local station boards.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
So I just want to let people know that, first of all, the PMB passed a motion directing the national office to hire people to...
Authorizing
the national office to hire people to help get us through the audit. it's a, that, you know, in real life that's complicated because you hire people and you have to bring them up to speed, and how much money do we have to hire people and all of that. I want to let people know that this week, starting on Monday, Raul Salvador, our CFO, will be in LA and is going to work with management at that station and the finance people to get everything in order. It's his opinion that what needs to happen is relatively simple. The problem is that they had a business manager there who was terminated. Was he terminated? Yes, who was terminated. They hired a temporary person from an agency who simply doesn't have the skills to do this. He's getting assistance from the longest term employee in the entire system, Mariana Berkowitz, is that her? Berkovich, who is the business manager at the Pacifica Radio Archives, and which is housed in the same building as KPFK. So the three of them are going to get, you know, are going to tackle the 2013 problem and get it solved. Going forward, we'll have to see what we can do about shoring up the business office at KPFK so that we don't run into this problem going forward.
Janet.
Okay, so speaking of the CFO, I had proposed he come in and give a report here, and the way I did it, I apologize, but I'm bringing it up again so we can have him here, if we agree, maybe next month, to give us a report and talk directly to him rather than talk on behalf of him. So I'm proposing that we do that, invite him, and he's told me that he's happy to come. I move that we invite Raul to give a CFO report next month.
Okay, and you seconded it. The only thing that's occurring to me, and I'm speaking out of turn because I'm not supposed to be speaking, but try and take it away from me. Anyway, he is an employee, and we're asking him to come here because he's close. And, I mean, why wouldn't he also then be everywhere else? And I think he's being gracious because he's an employee and you're one of his employers and so on, but I'm not sure that it's really his responsibility to report to LSBs. It's to report to the PNB and then the PNB to report here. So we're stretching his employment responsibilities to come on a Saturday, to come to blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's something that's occurring to me as far as, yeah. Go ahead. On the motion.
I agree. He doesn't report to this board. He reports to the national board. He is made to sit through long, excruciatingly dysfunctional board meetings. At this point, every week for the next 6 weeks is basically how they're scheduled, with 1 or 2 weeks off. And he serves on the National Finance Committee, which means conference calls every other week that he has to sit through. And I can tell from the hours that the lights are on next to our station that the guy is already putting in 15-hour days to try to fix some of the damage we're talking about. I don't think we need to add to his burdens. I mean, the meetings he participates in at the national level and at the National Finance Committee level are publicly webcast, and the archives are there for anybody who wants to catch up on them.
Janet, motivating your motion.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is not to order him or direct him to come. It's to invite him, and if he's willing, I don't see why not. We're trying to get information. And
well, as a union person, I would say that when your employer, I don't care, Donald, invites you, that's not just an invitation. Donald and then Burton.
You said it.
Right.
Brian is absolutely correct. We don't want to set a precedent of inviting a national office employee just because they happen to live in the neighborhood. I think the protocol is he reports to the national board. There is a national finance committee. We have the luxury of having on this local station board somebody who is on the national finance committee and is giving us the level of detail. We also happen to have luxury of the interim IED who's giving us further detail. And I can tell you additional detail since I sit on the audit committee of the PNB that the audit committee is really pounding away and move this motion to the PNB to authorize additional support to get these audits done in a timely for 2013, but at least try to get it timely for 2014. And I think it's redundant for him to have to come here on a Saturday when, as you just heard, he's already working double overtime.
One more time, Janet, that's three, and you're out, and then we'll vote, I believe.
Well, he did tell me that he did go to an LSB meeting, I think, in D.C. So, I mean, it's not like this would be the only one. And the IED is an employee also. And so...
I'm a volunteer.
I know, but the ED... I know, but technically, you know, okay.
Burton.
I think, Janet, that you just gave another reason, frankly, for not inviting him, because he did it for D.C. Why can't he do it for us? Why can't he do it for L.A.? Why can't he do it for everybody else? He's an employee. It is an imposition. It is very difficult to put an employee in that type of position where he does not really, truly have a free choice. Please vote this down.
David?
I call for the question.
Okay. All in favor of inviting Raul to our meeting, please raise your hand. 3-4. All against, please raise your hand. 7, no, abstentions. 5, I vote no. Yeah, okay, if you're counting my votes. Okay. 3, yes, 8, no, 4 abstentions. Okay. Any more on the PNB? Brian?
Oh, I just wanted to clarify one thing. We will not get any money from CPP until we can demonstrate to them that we're in full compliance with their open meeting regs. Our next opportunity to do that, as far as I know, Marky can correct me if I'm wrong, we've had no violations that we know of. And if that is the case through December 31st, then we'll be able to go for the money. So at that point, they will need an up-to-date audit as well. And that's when this becomes an issue. And at this point, we're not on course to have an up-to-date audit by then.
Okay.
But it's not, you know, it's not the audit alone that's keeping us from getting the money.
Brian's right. We are on course to have a perfect record with the for the CPB open meeting notice. And if anybody wants to know why that happened, ask me outside. And I'll tell you, it's technical computer stuff, but it worked. And the fact is that having the audit, the 2013 audit completed by December 31st is not out of the realm of possibility.
Okay. KFCF, Richard.
Last weekend was a very busy weekend for KFCF. We had our first remote broadcast we'd probably done in about 10 years. We finally got the equipment up and running and working again. Did that. We also had our annual banquet with Laurie Lewis and honored our free speech award winners and our programmer of the year. We made about $7,000. That represents about 5% of our annual budget. So that did very well. Our budget is tight, and we are working with KPFA in terms of the payments that are due us, and we're taking a deferred, some of the payments being deferred for a period of time because we know KPFA does not have all the money to pay us at this point. So that's my report.
Questions? Comments? David?
I have a motion.
Yes.
I'd like to move that the items, budget workshop update, local news coverage, and protocols and policies that on items, lines 13 or 14 of the agenda be postponed to the January meeting.
We struck them, and it's understood.
No, but I'm specifically asking that it be postponed to the January meeting, not just that it's struck from the
agenda. Well, it's not on our agenda now, so the way that you've characterized it, being a stickler, just to anticipate
no,
sticklers.
No, this came up before, pardon me. This came up before when with a question, well, we'll just strike it from the agenda. That's not the question. What Janet originally raised was postponing it.
No, I know, but you said let's move what's on the agenda. It's not on the agenda. What you're saying is let's put on the agenda, let's put on the January agenda, things that were stricken from the agenda, but we had an understanding that the implication when the vote was taken and made and we had a vote on it, we said explicitly that the implication was that this was going to be moved to the January meeting. So it's there. It was already voted on. Go ahead, Janet.
You can notice an agenda item at a meeting, the meeting before. So can we take Dave's, what he's
you
doing
mean
as a notice?
I mean,
he's noticing that these items be on the next agenda.
We've done that. We said that that was the implication of earlier. So, I mean, we can do it again, but it's not necessary. It's going to be on the next agenda by what we said earlier, I think.
All right. With that understanding, I withdraw.
Okay. Thank you.
I move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Hooray. And what a great board meeting. And we've done, there's been a lot of wonderful things on the air lately, and maybe not enough according to Daniel, but way exceeding lots of other people, and it's been terrific. The live streaming stuff has been fabulous. We're adjourned.